Welcome to the Daily Dietitian Podcast. I am your host, Stacey Mitchell. I am so happy to have you here. My goal for this podcast is to break down the latest health topics and help clear the clutter in the messy world of nutrition and fitness. We hope to inspire, educate, and entertain all things wellness. Join us as we talk with experts in their fields on how to feel our best in our own body and mind. Hey there, thank you for joining us this week. And this episode is a part of our mini series on intuitive eating. I thought it'd be fun to really dig a little bit deeper and find how intuitive eating is going to work for you. So on this episode, I titled it Five Questions to Ask Yourself to Start Intuitive Eating. And the whole point of this is a lot of the times, as we get older, we are told to finish our plate, to eat this certain way, and we lose touch with those internal cues after years of society and also dieting. And our mind games get in the way of eating and really nourishing our body. We tend to lose touch with the intuition of eating. For example, the diet rules telling us we can't eat at a certain time of the day, even if we're starving, or we can't enjoy the birthday cake at the party because it has too many carbs. So intuitive eating is finding the common ground of internal craving and external knowledge about nutrition and eating, and also getting in tune with what sounds good to eat, what is satisfying, what am I craving? And let's not forget, intuitive eating is weight neutral, meaning the results may include weight loss, weight gain, weight maintenance. Weight is not the focus. So intuitive eating's goal is finding a weight that feels good for your body. The set point theory, we've talked about it before, which is a science-based theory that shows the natural weight range of your body through the stages of life. So as we start this process, we want to start it slow. Think of intuitive eating as an experiment for yourself to dig a little deeper, to find how your thoughts, feelings, and emotion around eating are associated with your body and mind. And first off, these questions are just an introduction. There's so much more and so many more ways to get this personalized, but I would highly recommend with working with one of our previous guests on the podcast that is an expert in intuitive eating. They can help you dig a little bit deeper with more personalized thoughts and feelings around this concept. And with that, just a disclaimer, I want to give you more information so you can dip your toes in on how to be more successful in starting this process. So the biological piece of this puzzle, ask yourself the question, what sounds good to eat at this time?
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The second question, what food will make me feel my best? The other day I asked my daughter if she wanted another breadstick and she said, I know I really want another one, but I know that will not make me feel good. And I think it was just like the emoji of the mind blown emoji was going off in my head. And I thought, wow, you really are in tune with your body cues when it comes to food. I thought that was so cool. So think of that. How can I mimic that? Question number three, am I eating enough? Will I be hungry in an hour? What are those physical cues when you sit down, you add all the food to your plate, when we think variety and colors and protein, fats and carbs, sweet, savory, all of it? Don't skimp on listening to your body. And remember, you don't have to fill your plate like Thanksgiving dinner, but fullness at a meal where you are truly satisfied physically, mentally, and emotionally. So the first three questions are about the biological piece to it. The last two questions, we want to focus on the physiological piece. What foods have I restricted? So you might be thinking, I've always told myself I can't have Snickers, okay? I love Snickers. I love Snickers Blizzards. So how can I incorporate them back in the diet? This will help you be in control around the food and not the other way around. When we restrict or we follow those rules of good versus bad, the food controls us and it really messes with our mind. I would recommend doing this slowly and do what feels good. Maybe it's starting off with a little, you know, like a snack size or a bite size piece of a Snickers that you get in the Halloween candy, and then gradually increase that and be in tune with your senses and enjoy it. A physical piece is, how would you like to move today? Let's key in on that. What sounds fun? What will make me feel better after? How can I make it more enjoyable? I think the hardest part in moving sometimes is just doing it, just making time for it, getting out there, doing it, putting on your shoes. That's a first step for you to make that movement happen. And these are all very, very simple questions to ask yourself, and you might already be doing this, but if you have a history of restrictive eating habits, this is a great place to start. So maybe during this process, you want to write some thoughts and journal a bit on your ideas and feelings around food, your emotions around this, when you ask yourself these five questions. And in review, the first question is, ask yourself, what sounds good to eat? Number two, what food will make you feel your best? Number three, am I eating enough? Number four, what foods have I restricted? How can I incorporate them slowly back into the diet? And number five, how would I like to move today? So these five questions are a great jumpstart to getting you into being in tune with your body and eating more intuitively. Next week, we will talk about the three intuitive eating myths and discuss a little bit more about each of them, things we see on social media, red flags to be aware of, and so much more. I hope this episode has enlightened you to this process. So share this episode with a friend, and I cannot wait to see you next week back here on the Daily Dietitian Podcast.